Thank you for this opportunity.
Yeah.
I actually was the young lady that reached out to you about the SAVE with the public service loan forgiveness.
Okay.
I was asking for clarification that I when you talked about that last week with the changes and everything. I need a clarification because I actually am a public servant in my career, and what I was told, I'm being told two different things.
Okay, what you
That
being told?
we have to pay back for 10 years, consecutively in order for the loans to be forgiven, but you must work at the same job. And I'm hearing that I can just work at my job for 10 years and not pay back 10 years. Like, because with COVID, they stopped everything. So now I'm just getting back into repayment and whatnot. And I'm about to hit my 10 years at my jobs. I work for the government. And I was just like, if we, if they about to forgive me, with this new little setup, they can just go head on and, cancel me out by my, my anniversary. But they were like, no, when I apply for the SAVE public loan or the public service loan forgiveness or whatever, they were just explaining that no, I will have to pay all the way to August 2025. And I'm like, now which is it? Because I'm hearing like so many things.
So I had the opportunity to sit down with the White House when this came out a couple of weeks ago. They asked me to come on because they know I'm very big on this whole student loan stuff, especially me being the author of Debt Free Degree. And so I'm so sorry that you are hearing some things. Now, unless something has changed without my awareness, based upon what the White House has told me, is you got to make at least 10 years of consecutive payments on the loan, right? And you really don't have to be on the same job. You have to be in the same public service career field for that time. But for the SAVE particular program, you do need to be making at least 10 consecutive years of payments to qualify for the loan forgiveness. Now, watch this. That means with their new program, it's less than $12,000. As far as in you borrowed $12,000 or less. And then on the other stuff is well, I forgot those particular numbers. I need to go look those up for you. But yes, you got to make 10 consecutive payments. Now,
They blew it.
listen. So, now listen, Shamanda, and this is for everybody. And I'm trying to be respectful because the White House has really, really taken a liking into my brand and really involving me a whole lot more here recently in regards to some of the things that they're doing. While I respect and honor the White House, I don't trust 100% the White House, if that makes sense. Okay, and so. I get the desire of like, well, since they're going to forgive, then I'm not going to pay. Listen, I still want you to be making your payments. Shamanda, I'm looking down to make sure I say your name right, because I don't want to say this wrong again. I still want you to make your payments until they forgive. Because what happens if they decide to change something? And then now you've skipped making payments. And then now you owe this stuff and the interest has been racking up and you don't have now the capabilities of going back and saving money. And so I do believe that. What's going on, family? Let's talk about something that's been buzzing in the tech world, AI safety and security. How do you feel about the rapid advancements in AI and the potential risk that it brings? Have you heard of the stories about AI being tricked? It's a real concern, but fear not because there's a real solution. AI Red Teaming. You see, AI Red Teaming is all about stress testing. You see, AI models and deployments to prevent unauthorized access and data leaks. It's about ensuring that your AI can't be tricked into providing information beyond its intended use. And guess what? You don't have to do it alone. My friends over at HackerOne has a community of over 750 active hackers specializing in AI security testing. You see, in a recent engagement, just 18 hackers identified over 100 valid findings in just 2 weeks. That's the power of ethical hackers. Wow. So if you want to ensure the safety and security of your AI deployments, look no further. Head over to hackerone.com and explore their AI Red Teaming services. With strategic flexibility, rapid deployment, and a hybrid talent strategy, HackerOne has everyone, everything you need to safeguard your AI. Don't let AI keep you up at night. Visit HackerOne.com today and rest easy knowing that your AI is in safe hands.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The White House is definitely taking a strong initiative at trying to help people and start forgiving these loans, as they said it that they will be doing. I do believe that because I see it coming. I'm in the rooms. I'm having the conversations with them. But at the same time, I'm still believing in myself more than I'm believing in the White House. And so, yes, to answer your direct question, you need to be making at least 10 years of consecutive payments. So it's going to be 2025. All right. So make those consecutive payments. So that way, if it do come, you know, you have the capability. But if they change it next year, because, I mean, let's be honest, we may have a new president next year.
Right.
You know, and I'm going to leave
they
it.
They should just wipe it. They should just forget it. Because I love my career. I do. I'm a social worker.
What do you
do? I'm a licensed social worker.
Okay. Okay.
But I'm not a therapist. I'm only at the bachelor level, and I don't want my master's in social work, because I actually love, like, I work with families. Yeah. And I really do enjoy that. I'm coming up on my 10 years in April, but I definitely feel a shift. Like, there's something about to happen. I don't know what God is about to do, but he's definitely about to shift me. And that's why I'm like, shoot, if they could just go ahead on and forgive these while I'm, you know, while I'm still on this job, I'm good. But when I did the save application, they laid out like, a proposed plan of loan forgiveness. And they gave me the projected date. They was like August, it said August 2025. And I was like, ooh, that'll be a nice birthday present. Just go get on it. Just go on and wipe it. Cause I'm like, at this point, I'm like 71K in. And I shouldn't be that high, but I don't know if they actually counted the payments that I made prior to COVID.
It should be 10 consecutive years. That's what I'm saying. It should be 10 consecutive years of when you started paying. Now, here's the truth. Let's say you went 24 months. On month 25, you missed a payment. Then on month 26, you got back in. They're starting at 10 years over.
I know. That sucks.
So that's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't trust the White House, but I understand that they laid out the law. They laid out what they're going to do. And I believe that, hey, if you take advantage of it, you take advantage of it. But at the end of the day, daggone, here's my truth. If I had the money to wipe my loans out today, and there's a possibility of it being forgiven next year in August of 2025, I'm cutting a check to wipe my loans out today. Like, I'm not even waiting for the possibility of the White House to do that, because my fear is if we get a new president, which I think we might get a new president, and if that new president...
Because he had one job. He's out.
If we get a new president, I'm not getting political on the show. My fear is that president is going to do everything within his power to change what Biden and his administration has done for the student loan industry. And I just got to give him that. Like, Biden has done a great job at trying to fight for the student loan forgiveness. And so for me, I'm just not going to trust the White House. I'm taking it in my control. But let's get to another question. Thank you, Shamana, for calling in. Thank you for repping that shirt too, sister. I love you. That's my girl right there. You know what I'm saying?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.